This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show right here ringside. And gosh, I feel like I haven't been here forever, which
I know. Welcome back.
I know. Thank you.
You know, it's good to take some time off and for the holidays and just to get away and all that, but it's even more exciting when it's because you're getting married.
I know. Well, I mean, two of those weeks were holidays for the show. So
true.
I really technically only missed one. So, but yes, we did. We went to Grand Cayman and we got married December 23rd. And yeah, it was beautiful.
So you're a Mrs.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. We're very happy. Everything's good.
Yeah, and got married beachside.
Right on the beach, right at the shore. As a matter of fact, the tide was kind of coming in a little bit, and the Reverend almost got, like, doused.
Did you guys have to keep backing up? I never really thought of that. That's funny.
It was funny.
You see these gorgeous pictures of people getting married on the beach, and it just seems so serene. I never thought of, you know, having to run from the water.
Yeah, we did a couple times, but it was very nice. And then the photographer down there, Rebecca Davidson Photography, she was awesome. And we went on location to Starfish Beach and Rum Point to do some other, you know, photos. And I just got them back yesterday.
I saw some of them posted online. Were those the ones? I can't wait to see the good ones.
Yeah,
those were pretty good. Were those just iPhone shots on Facebook?
iPhone and iPad, yeah.
Well, those were pretty good. So I can't wait to see the good ones.
Yeah, they came out good. So anyway, so I'm back. And, you know, I am just so happy to be back to a regular schedule.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it gets, you know, Daryl and I were gone for 16 days. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
It was.
And it wasn't all just sitting in one place relaxing. It was go, 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 too, right?
Well, the first week when we were in Grand Cayman, of course, we got married. Like I said, we got there the 20th, got married the 23rd. But in between that, actually, before we got married on the 23rd, we finished our open water dive. And we're PADI certified now. We just had to do our open water dive in Grand Cayman, which entailed four dives, which we didn't, well, anyway, long
story
short.
Just any sharks?
No. But sea turtles, not manatees, but flat things. Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Stingrays.
Thank you. Now you got
Jeepers.
Me.
Jeepers. I'm like, what the heck?
Flat things.
Yeah, the flat things. it was, you know, what a unbelievable, I love it. I was really nervous about it, mm-hmm. and the instructor that we had down in Grand Cayman, not that my instructor up here wasn't any good, that's not what I'm saying, but he was awesome. He was really awesome, and it was great, loved it. We did four dives before the wedding, and then we did three more dives after, like kind of on our own, not on our own, because you're with a crew, but we were like certified, you know what I mean? So our guy wasn't like right with us the whole entire time. So that was a little scary. We dove a shipwreck.
That would be very cool.
Yes.
I have never done that before.
Kitty,
did you go into it?
Yes.
No. Oh, did that freak you out? That might freak me out a little bit.
I'm telling you, I was very freaked out, but you know, oh my gosh, it was awesome.
You just don't know what's around the next corner.
Well, we were all, you know, we were like eight or nine of us and we followed the guide and, you know, Daryl was behind me, and it, oh my gosh. Yeah, it was Kitty Wake in Grand Cayman.
Very cool.
Oh my gosh, it was really cool. I mean, you know, as you're watching everybody ahead of you, they're like going into the porthole, and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going
to fit? Like, do we have to do that?
Okay. Am I going to fit in the porthole? Because you've got to remember, you got this big tank on top of you, too.
Right.
But no, I fit just fine.
Oh, good.
But no, it was very fun. And then we flew from there, we flew down to Fort Lauderdale to my mom's place. So we spent the rest of the honeymoon with my mother. I'm not going to say another word about that. We were there for 9 days with her.
Oh, my.
Too long to be with her.
A couple days might be nice, but for your honeymoon, but maybe more by yourself would be good for your honeymoon.
Three or four, you know, and that's usually about what I can tolerate with my mom. But that we're going to just move on. So anyway, I'm just really glad to be back.
So you're back on a normal schedule now.
I'm back on a normal schedule, and it just, It's good.
Good.
That's very good.
And you had a little visitor at the diner.
Oh, my goodness. That was so cool. And you know,
tell us about it. So what did you know? So for those of you who maybe have not seen on Facebook or the news or whatever, Donald Trump came into the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester this week, right?
Yep.
So did you know he was coming, or were you just there and he walked in?
No. We did know that he was coming, although it wasn't a media event, and they didn't want the, I got called by the Washington, Wall Street Journal. Actually, it was the Wall Street Journal that called me.
Really?
And, you know, asked if they could do it, They said it wasn't a media event, that they, he was just going to be meeting them there. Like, it wasn't going to be really announced.
Mm-hmm. Who was he meeting there?
Wall Street Journal reporters.
All right. And, so, like, an interview.
Yes. And anyway, so he came. He was scheduled to be there at 12:30. He got there at 12:35. It was right on time, pretty much. And, you know, I have to tell you, I was a little nervous about it. You know, when I meet, you know, politicians like that, and especially Donald Trump, you know, you've been, you know, hearing about him in the, you know, in the media and, you know, running for, you know.
Yeah.
He just,
and not just
me,
a normal, like, running for president, like right. A very controversial
yes.
running for president.
Yes. And he seems very boisterous. You know, I was like, oh, my gosh, how's he going to be? Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Well, he comes in. He did a little bit of interviews just outside of the diner first, and then he came in, and I didn't realize that this is like his first time he's ever been to a diner and a small venue. He's never been to a small venue. He said he never wanted to do it because he felt he could get to bigger venues to you know, listen,
right.
More people would mm-hmm. be able to hear him. So that was pretty cool.
That
and
cool.
So he came in, he sat at booth one, and of course everybody's just, you know, watching, and I was kind of like behind the counter and behind the register, a bunch of us, and he's chatting away, and then not even 5 minutes, he says, puts his head up, and he says, "Where's the owner?" And I'm like, over here, waving my hand at him. And he asked me to come over, and he said, "Thank you for having me at your diner," and da da da. And he says, "Okay," he says, "I'm hungry, and I like burgers." He said, so.
He had the cheeseburger, didn't he?
It
looked like we were looking at the picture.
He says, he goes, "That guy right there." And everybody looks at the guy in booth three, and the guy in booth three's like, "Oh my gosh, what? And he says, "I want that burger right there." And I look over and I go, "You want the Newton burger?
Is that the
Newton burger?"
Oh, that's not the grilled cheeseburger then.
It is.
Well, the one Carson
there's
ate.
There's the grilled cheesy burger.
Okay.
And then there's the Newton burger, which is like the grilled cheesy burger, but addition a thing of a big plop of course, our mac and cheese is homemade.
Fried
mac and cheese on the burger as well.
Please tell me he did not eat the whole thing.
He ate 3/4 of it. I swear to God. It was very cool.
That is,
and he loved
we
it.
Still talk about that burger that Carson ate
yeah.
every ounce of a hamburger between two
cheeseburgers.
Grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled
so
cheese.
Two grilled cheese sandwiches on a hamburger.
Yep.
And then add fried mac and cheese.
And add a ball of fried mac and cheese. And when they gave me the plate after, they said, here's his plate. I go, he ate all that. And he was sitting there munching away on it.
That's
as
enough
he was
for three
doing,
people.
He was doing another interview. And he was very, very gracious. Very, very nice. Talked
That's
with me
good
a
to
bit.
Hear.
And Tyler got to de-virginize him.
Oh, the Red Arrow de-virginization.
Yes. He was so excited.
Rang the bell.
And everything. It was very cool. And Tyler went over and slapped a sticker on him. It was very cool.
That's great.
So anyway.
I read some people were a little bit jealous that he was sitting in their booth.
I did hear that too. I did hear that. So you must have been reading my Facebook.
I was reading your Facebook page, yes.
Yes, it was very cool. And then someone texted me yesterday and said, or on Facebook or whatever, and I guess we were on the Today Show yesterday, too. It's been, like, all over the place.
Wow. So, very exciting.
Yeah, very cool. You know, this is that time of year. This is just mm-hmm. what happens.
Yep.
And, of course, the day before primary day and the day of, Sirius XM will be there, as well as C-SPAN, because we're partners with both of them for this primary. So
very cool.
It'll be very fun. So.
Our own little tiny hole in the wall in Manchester, New Hampshire.
I know, right?
I love it.
I know. It's very cool. So that's about it. Let me, we'll do the food holiday. We're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Donna from Delaware, who we
Miss
haven't talked
Donna,
to
Donna, we
a
haven't
while.
Talked to her in a while.
I know. But today's food holiday, kind of cool. It's hot pastrami sandwich day. Do you like pastrami?
Okay. Let me just tell you, we never get pastrami. Hardly ever.
Well, it's...
It's not one of those things that you just... Right. But I bought some recently, and I'm working, I'm editing on my computer, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I smell something. And it was just, what does that smell? My husband walks in with a, like, grilled pastrami sandwich with the cheese all melted in, a little bit of mustard, and... It melted in my mouth. I don't remember the last time I had such an amazing, amazing sandwich.
Red Arrow is so
good.
Great.
Not good for
sandwiches.
You, probably. Lots of fat, right?
Yeah.
That's why
sure.
It was so good.
For sure. And it's also Welsh Potato Day.
What is that?
Oh my gosh, I was really afraid you were going to ask me that. But you know what we'll do? We're going to go on a break. Maybe Donna knows what Welsh potato is.
Right.
W-E-L-S-H. Let's go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Donna from Delaware.
Right.
I think it's like a casserole kind of thing. I'm not sure, but we'll find out.
All right.
We'll find out. You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We're going to go on a break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
With Carolyn Tracy, live Thursdays from 12:25 until 1:55.
Yeah.
1:55. Here we are. And, okay, Welsh potatoes is, it's W-E-L-S-H. It used to be served, they say, as a main dish, but now they kind of serve it as a side dish. It's a potato... kind of casserole thing, potato and bacon with onion.
Mm-hmm.
I see some recipes that they slice the potatoes, and then there are some that it kind of looks like it's in a cake form.
Yeah,
like
I was
just
saying, I saw a lot of potato cake
pie cake form kind of thing. So so that's that. And without any further ado, let's welcome on. I miss her so much. I haven't talked to her, and I think it's been a month.
I know.
Let's welcome back Donna from Delaware. Hi, Donna.
Happy New Year, girls! Happy New Year! How y'all doing?
We are clearly not as excited as you are. We need to up our game. We need to up our game.
Wait. The sun is shining.
I know.
Life is fabulous. Y'all was talking about Welsh potatoes. Let me tell you. I don't know nothing about no Welsh potatoes, but I remember Welsh Track Road and my mama frying some potatoes. So I understand about the Welsh potatoes. She fried them in some hot grease and some salt and pepper and some onion spice. That sounds like a Welsh potatoes. Wasn't no bacon. We ate the bacon on the side, though. So we'll call them hood potatoes. What y'all think?
So Welsh basically kind of means like potato and onion, I think, right?
Yeah. Well, the Welsh people, I guess, because we had a road called Welsh Track Road. It was named after the Welsh people who had settled there before we got up in there, you know, but up on the hill. But yeah. So yeah. Fried potatoes and onions with some bacon. That's all it is.
I think I might need to try some Welsh potatoes.
Yeah, some fried potatoes and onions. Fried potatoes and onions with some bacon on the side. Ain't nothing to do it but to do it. You know, how y'all been?
Good.
Really good.
Congratulations
really good.
To everybody woo, in the woo. House. Woo!
She's a missus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Y'all done need to do.
Yes. Right on the beach.
Well, you know what? That's a beautiful beach, ain't it? You should have hollered at your girl. Should have came to the Cayman Islands for that.
I told you.
Wait, is that where you guys met?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes. It's been a whole year since we met.
I know.
It's been wonderful. It's been fabulous. I'm glad to see that y'all still happy and well. You hear me? In the land of the living. So y'all ready for the recipe of the week?
I would love to.
Are y'all excited?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. You better get excited. Hold on to your seats because it's about to come. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Let's do it. Click, click, click. Okay. It's that time of the year where everybody is trying to make that which is old new. Yes. I got everybody and their moms trying to come up into my gym. I even had a woman who was long in the tooth and round around the tree trunk. Tell me that she was going on some kind of diet where she was going to lose 25 pounds in 6 weeks. I smiled, y'all, and thought to myself, well, child, I got some magic beans to sell you, too. Can we resolve that easy off is also easy back on?
Oh,
yes. And that applies to weight and girdles. Do y'all agree? That's right.
Yes,
weight
and girdle.
Yep. I do not do resolutions. I set goals. And this year's goals are as follows. Number one, to be the best me I can be. Number two, to forgive myself and others. Number three is to live in the moment. And number four is to cook and prepare dishes that will heal and fill the body, mind, body, and soul. Ken, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm about to shoot. I'm reaching for the moon, hoping to land on a shooting star that will send me straight into the cosmos. Well, at least at this stage of the game, I'll be happy to groove to some EWF, that's some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and a nice B&B, bed and breakfast, y'all, with my boo. Enjoying laying in the bed with some comfy socks as we eat bagels and lox. Yes, Donna can be a little bourgeois. I can go from collard greens to capers. I can go from grits to goat cheese. I'm that versatile type of chick. I'm all for it. Out with the old and in with the new. And the new year rocks when you serve the recipe of the week, bagels and lox. Here's what you need to put the happy y'all back in New Year, because it's a happy New Year. You'll need a half a cup of goat cheese. You'll need 1 cup of sour cream. You'll need a half a cup of Greek yogurt. You'll need 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of fresh dill. You'll also need 15 little sprigs of dill for garnish. You'll need 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. You'll need a half a teaspoon of Old Bay seasoning. You know I'm hooked on my Old Bay. You'll need a quarter teaspoon of chipotle powder. You'll need a quarter cup of red onions and 15 cucumber slices. You'll need 15 of those mini bagels. I use Thomas's little mini bagels. You'll need smoked salmon, 15 ounces, sliced thin. I got mine at BJ's. It was Norwegian. Y'all know I'm so fancy in my Iggy voice. I'm so fancy. Yes, I went Norwegian on them. And also, you'll need capers for garnish. Now, here's what you're going to do. I place my lemon juice, my onions, my 1 teaspoon of dill, my mustard, my Old Bay, my chipotle powder, and my onions in my blender, a.k.a. my side chick. Y'all know my ninja. So I whipped it all good, and after that, I placed my goat cheese and my cream cheese in a small bowl, and then I poured that whipped onion juice over top, and then with a hand mixer, I blended it smooth until it was real, real creamy. I placed it in the fridge overnight until I was ready to make my sandwiches. Now, this is what I did. I told y'all I got fancy. I just didn't smear that cheese mixture on top of my bagels. No, I piped it on. I piped it on real nice. And after that, I placed my salmon on top and then a cucumber. Now, I topped my bagel, and then I piped on a little more cream mixture. And then I placed a few capers in the middle and a cute sprig of dill and served it up. Now, you know, if you don't feel right without setting a New Year's resolution, make this resolution, girls, to be fabulous. Think outside the box, because life sometimes is going to throw you some stumbling blocks, but you can overcome them by chilling and having something cold on the rocks. Daryl and Carol know about cold on the rocks. And chewing on down with some bagels and lox. Keith, you know me. Hey, girl.
I got to say, Donna, I have lox and cream cheese, or lox and salmon. Cream cheese, I can't even speak today.
That's okay.
Salmon and cream cheese. I can't be fancy like you.
Yes, you can. You can be also fancy.
We have it all the time.
Yeah, I love it, but I don't do it
like that. I'm so excited. I slap some cream cheese on the bagel and throw some salmon on there, and that's what we have for breakfast 90% of the time.
No, boo, you gotta serve your boo with some love.
If
you pipe that on, you gonna get some nice fat rocks. You know, when you serve those type of bagels and lox, you know you got to learn how to do it. You got to use what you got to get what you want.
Clearly, I got to spice it up a little.
You got to. It's out with the old, Tasty Tracy, and in with the new. It's about to get on and pop-a-locking, crack-a-locking. We got to do this. Girls got to do it. You know, ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Well, you're going to have to send that to me because I'm ready to step up my game.
I'm going
to
send it. it to you, and I'm going to send you a picture because I made it. You know, I made it. I got to make those type of things because I got a boo. Yo, you know, you got to keep it right. It's right. The new year. You know, I'm ready to celebrate 20 years of happiness. So I'm trying to get me a big old fat rock. So I'm going to serve this man some bagels and lox.
You know, I love salmon, but I don't like smoked salmon.
Why not?
I don't like smoked stuff. It's just too strong for me because I do. But you know what? Your recipe, though, I would do your recipe. I think I would. That would be something that I would try. I definitely would.
And then, like, you could get real fancy. And if you got a little brunch, because y'all know y'all like the mimosas, you slap that on the table. Everybody be like, she's a little bourgeois. Yes, Donna can get a little bourgeois on you, but I still like my grits and gravy. I will still get it in, you know?
Yum. Wait a minute now. When you say grits and gravy, what kind of gravy?
Not together.
Why not? You could do some gravy.
Meant together.
Yes. Haven't you ever had shrimp and grits?
Yes.
Then that's the gravy. All you need, you can do dry beef gravy. My mama makes some banging dry beef gravy. And just with some grits and a soft egg, girl, and some toast, you can sit down and to grits and gravy heaven all the way, all day long.
Grits is one thing that I have tried probably within the past like 5 years or so, and I have to say I really like it. It was something I didn't think I would. I put a little bit of cheese, salt, and pepper.
The kicker to grits is you can't put butter in the pan. You got to put margarine.
Put margarine
in the pan with some salt and some water and cook them grits in the pan like that. And then when they get really, really thick, then you're going to slap them in that bowl, throw in that dry beef gravy, then slap that sunny side up egg in there and go to work.
Ooh.
Now, is dried beef gravy the same thing that I grew up knowing as SOS?
Yes, girl, but we can't say that on national radio. Yes, it is.
Listen to Donna.
Right. Her saying we can't say something on the radio, really.
Yeah, but you know what? We got to have a little class. You know, we can't be trashy. We got to be classy because we're about to get on television, y'all, ain't we? We're about to do big things in 2016. Somebody got to hear this and get up on television. I need my face on TV.
I think that's where you're headed. I think you are headed there.
I'm shooting for the moon, but I'm going to aim for a star. You hear me? Because the cosmos is out there. And since Donna is out there, you know she going. You know her mind is out there. So she's going out straight into the cosmos. So let me tell y'all, in 2016, I want my money long and green. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's out of here. Peace.
Keen. She's awesome. Oh, my goodness.
I miss Donna.
I know,
right? That was nice. I just got my Donna fix for the new year.
So, you know, I definitely would I would try that recipe.
I gotta say.
I like the capers, too.
See, I don't like capers.
I like capers.
But the goat cheese is what got me.
That
never
too.
Would have thought about that.
Mixing it all together and then piping it on.
Right, when she sends that to you.
A little lemon juice. Yeah, I will.
You
I definitely will.
Forward that
forward
over to me. I'm making
will.
That.
I definitely will.
Sounds delish. How about we thank some of our sponsors?
Go for it.
So Red Arrow Diners in Manchester Milford are now open with drive-through in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought. And Kale & Company. StarDentalManchester.com at 50 South Main Street in Manchester. And Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue. I really can't talk today. 837 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.net.
Very good. Very, very good. And, you know, because it was Welsh Potato Day, I did print off some potato trivia, which I kind of thought a couple of these were a little bit interesting. How many pounds do you think the average American eats of potatoes each year?
Oh,
take
gosh.
A guess.
Okay.
The
how many pounds?
How many pounds?
50.
No. Much more.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. Picture a 50-pound bag.
I was
going to
start 20,
right?
And I'm like, no, that's probably too low.
Well,
so I went.
Pictured a 50-pound bag. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. 126.
Oh,
that's a lot.
And I'm basing it on our house, and I don't make potatoes very often. I used to make potatoes a lot, and then last year or the year before, I went through kind of a tried the paleo diet to a degree. I wasn't really strict about it. And I really liked a lot of pieces of it. And I kind of kept pieces of it. And one of the things I stopped doing was every meal making a starch.
Right.
And so we do every once in a while, I'll make potatoes or something, but it's more about the protein and the vegetable now. And then when I make some potatoes, the kids are mighty happy.
Yeah, but they are. My gosh.
And it's made meal prep much faster as well.
I bet. We've been doing our Blue Apron again. I just love our Blue Apron.
So did you have stuff waiting for you, like when you got home?
We did.
How nice. Did you plan that?
I did plan it just like that.
It was very smart.
Praying that our flight wasn't going to be delayed, which it was delayed, but it was only delayed like 3 hours. So it was okay. And it was cold, so it was okay.
We have our very own refrigeration here in New England.
Right? It's like cool. It's
That's true. What my husband does with, if he buys an extra case of beer, doesn't want to
put it out in the porch.
Just puts it on the porch. It calls it our second, or even our attic. We have a door that goes up to the attic, and once you open that door, it's like really cold in there. He calls it that our second refrigerator.
That's cool.
Yeah. Who needs one in the garage? We have the attic.
There you go. Only part of the year, but then, you know, really when you need the second refrigerator is usually more in the summer.
You know, when you think about it.
It's kind of funny.
So maybe we do need one.
It's kind of funny. But there are four people, only four, which I was a little surprised at this, four people in the U.S. listed on the white pages with the last name Potato. Can you imagine having your last name Potato?
I'm surprised that there's even one.
There's four.
Yeah, that is. So are they all related?
I know. I wonder. It doesn't say that. I don't know. Oh, gosh. But listeners, we're going to be going on a break very shortly. We'll hear the music in a second or so. And at the top of the hour, there you go, we're going to be joined with my dad, George Lawrence. We're going to talk some recipes. And then after that, we'll be joined with Shelley Wolcott of Healthy Spice Blend
Solutions. She's bringing a yummy recipe, award-winning recipe.
An award-winning recipe. And then we're going to talk to the woman that made the recipe. And she's from Florida?
I think.
It's Florida.
I should know that.
I'm pretty sure it's Florida.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure it's Florida. She'll be calling in to talk about her recipe. So stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.